Alhamdulillah, wassalat wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This is our 12th session for Arabic lessons in Tawheed al-Mustawa Thalith, third level, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic language program, ya rahmukallah. And today, this is our last session for ad-darsu al-khamisu, the fifth lesson. We're going to read the lesson first, and then after reading, we're going to do the questions at the end. Okay. You're going to read. You're going to read, okay? So, try to read loud. Try to read loud so that we can hear you. Try to read loud so that we can hear you. Yeah, not only you. Whoever wants to read can read. Whoever wants to read is going to read.
I thought we were going to read together.
We're going to read together. We're all going to read together. What do you mean by reading together? All of us going to read one each word? Yeah, what's what we're going to do? Okay. Okay, so we're going to start with you. Okay, we're on page 23. Okay, we're on Ad-Darsu Al-Khamisu Ash-Shirku Wa Aqsamuhu. Naam. Al-Mudarris. Naam.
Alimna min al-durusi al-madiyati anwa at-tawhidi wa
نعم. That should be وفضله. He said فضله. وفضله على المسلمين. نعم.
وفي هذا الدرس نريد أن نعرف الشرك وأقسامه ومضاره على الناس.
مدره
على الناس ونعرف كيفية التخلص منه
كيفية التخلص مضاف إليه مجرور
منه
والابتعادي
عنه بإذن الله تعالى.
نعم. أوكي. علمنا من الدروس الماضية أنواع التوحيد وفضله على المسلمين. وفي هذا الدرس نريد أن نعرف الشرك وأقسامه ومداره على الناس ونعرف يعني ونريد أن نعرف كيفية التخلص منه والابتعاد عنه بإذن الله تعالى. Okay, who wants to read next? Who wants to read next? Okay, Abu Bakr. Read these three lines.
نريد بيان معنى الكلمة الشرك.
نعم. نريد بيانا لكلمة لمعنى كلمة. Okay, should it be kalimati or kalimata?
Kalimata.
How did you read it?
Okay,
kalimati. Why kalimati? مضاف إليه مجرور. نعم.
معنى كلمات اللغة النصيب.
النصيب.
النصيب. وذلك بأن يكون اشتراك بين من الأشياء أو أمر من أمور لكل نصيب فيه وهم في هذه الحال شركاء والواحد منهم شريك.
نعم. نريد بيانا لمعنى كلمتي مضاف إليه مجرور الشركي المدرس معنى كلمتي again مضاف إليه مجرور الشركي معنى كلمتي الشركي لغة النصيب وذلك بأن يكون اشتراك بين اثنين أو أكثر في شيء من الأشياء أو أمر من الأمور لكل نصيب فيه فهم في هذه الحال شركاء والواحد منهم شريك. Okay, who wants to read? Ibrahim. Okay, Mustafa. Now.
Amma mana syirki syar'an wa huwa an yasrifa al-musyriku syai'an min hukuhi lahi ta'ala lihairihi wa jahaluhu nasiban minha wa hadha la yajuzu wa huwa agramu dhunubi qala ta'ala inna allaha la yaghfiru an yusraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha'u wa man yusrik billahi faqad dalla dalalan bahira.
الآية السادسة عشرة ومية من سورة النساء. Okay, finish.
ثم إن الشرك جد توحيد وله أكثر.
طيب، وأما معنى الشرك شرعا فهو أن يصرف المشرك شيئا من حقوق الله تعالى لغيره فيجعل له نصيبا منها، وهذا لا يجوز، وهو أعظم الذنوب. قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. الآية 16 بعد 100 من سورة النساء. ثم إن الشرك ضد التوحيد وله أقسام. Okay, we'll come to Ibrahim now. Go ahead.
ثابت علمنا معنى الشرك وأنه أعظم الذنوب فما أقسامه؟ المدرس: الشرك قسمان، شرك أكبر وشرك أصغر.
وازن أكبر أنت أكبر على وزن أفعل، على وزن أفعل يعني ممنوع من الصرف، يعني صفة على وزن أفعال. نعم.
وشرك أصغر، ولكل منهما أنواع عديدة وقع فيها كثير من الناس.
Okay, let me just read for a minute and we'll come back to you. ثابت says: علمنا معنى الشرك وأنه أعظم الذنوب فما أقسامه؟ المدرس: الشرك قسمان، شرك أكبر وشرك أصغر، ولكل منهما أنواع عديدة وقع فيها كثير من الناس. Okay, page 24. Finish reading.
محمد: ما أنواع الشرك الأكبر؟ المدرس: إن للشرك الأكبر أنواعا كثيرة وقعت قديما وحديثا، ومن تلك الأنواع ما يلي: الشرك في الدعاء، الثاني الشرك في المحبة، الثالث الشرك في النية، الرابع الشرك في الطاعة والخوف. وكل أنواع الشرك فيها تسوية بين الله تعالى والمخلوقين.
طيب، محمد says: ما أنواع الشرك، يعني مضاف إليه مجرور الأكبر. The teacher says: إن للشرك الأكبر أنواعا كثيرة وقعت قديما وحديثا ومن تلك الأنواع ما يلي: الأول الشرك في الدعاء، الثاني الشرك في المحبة، الثالث الشرك في النية، والرابع الشرك في الطاعة والخوف، وكل أنواع الشرك فيها تسوية. يعني كل أنواع الشرك فيها تسوية بين الله تعالى والمخلوقين. Okay, who wants to read? موسى. نعم.
ما هو الشرك في الدعاء وكيف يقع بعض الناس فيه؟ الشرك في الدعاء هو سؤال غير الله،
غيري مضافا إليه، سؤال غيري، نعم،
سؤال غير الله تعالى في جلب نفع أو دفع ضر، وهو أن بعض الناس يدعون الله تعالى ثم يدعون غيره كالأصنام وأصحاب القبور ونحوهم ممن لا يملك لهم ولا ضرنا. Right? You think it skips on? Should be ضرنا on there, right?
مما لا يملك لهم
ولا نفع.
لا يملك. Now it's going to come. يعني لا يملك لهم ولا لنفسهم نفعا ولا يدفع. نعم.
ممن لا يملك لهم ولا نفع
ولا
لنفسه نفعا ولا يدفع ضرا، ثم إنهم قاسوا الخالق بالمخلوقين، وفي الحقيقة أنهم جهلوا ووجهوا الدعاء لغير الله سبحانه وتعالى مما أوقعهم في هذا النوع من الشرك.
طيب، عارف says ما هو الشرك في الدعاء، يعني ما هو الشرك في الدعاء وكيف يقع بعض الناس فيه. مدرس، الشرك في الدعاء هو سؤال غير الله تعالى في جلب نفع أو دفع ضر، يعني asking other than Allah to get some benefit or to repulse some harm. This is the meaning of shirk في الدعاء. Asking other than Allah for some benefit or to protect you from some harm. وَأَنَّ بَعْدَ النَّاسِ يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ يَدْعُونَ غَيْرَهُ كَالْأَسْنَامِ وَأَصْحَابِ الْكُبُورِ وَنَحْوِهِمْ مِمَّنْ لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِنَفْسِهِ نَفْعًا وَلَا يَدْفَعُ ضَرًّا ثُمَّ أَنَّهُمْ قَاسُوا الْخَالِقَ بِالْمَخْلُوقِينَ وَفِي الْحَقِيقَةِ أَنَّهُمْ جَهَلُوا وَوَجَّهُوا الدُّعَاءَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِمَّا أَوْقَعَهُمْ فِي هَذَا النَّوْعِ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. And this is very, very important. Yani that some of the people call upon Allah and then they call upon, for example, the idols or the people in the grave or other than that. Yani those who have no ability to benefit you who's calling, nor their own selves, to give you any benefit or to protect you from any harm. And then they made equality between the Creator and the created beings. And this is in reality because they were ignorant. And therefore they directed their dua to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the causes that caused them to fall into the type, yani this type of shirk. Okay, you have a question?
It is,
wa fil haqiqati?
Yeah.
أنهم جهلوا. يعني in reality they were ignorant. These people were ignorant. يعني they made equality between the creator and the created beings. Meaning that they called upon the created beings like they called upon Allah, like they are equal. That means they made the created beings equal to Allah. And this is what? Because they were ignorant. And so they directed their request to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which caused them to fall into this type of shirk, yani shirk in dua. Okay, who wants to read? Hopefully don't attack you. No attacks today. No attacks today. We're gonna bring in the Minister of Defense to defend you, don't worry. Taib Khalid says.
Khalid.
Naam.
ما دليل النهي عن دعاء غير الله تعالى المدلل ما
من
من أدلة النهي
أدلة النهي
من أدلة النهي عن دعاء غير الله تعالى ما يلي قال الله تعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا.
الآية 18 من سورة الجن. Okay, let me read and then I'll come back to you. Khalid says, ما دليل النهي مضافا إليه مجرور. ما دليل النهي عن دعاء غير الله تعالى. The teacher says, من أدلة النهي عن دعاء غير الله تعالى ما يلي. قال الله تعالى وأن المساجد لله. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. So do not call upon other than Allah. Do not worship other than Allah. Worship the masjids, the places of worship of Allah alone. Naam, read.
Ahmed. وَكَيْفَ يَحْصُلُ
يَحْصُلُ
وَكَيْفَ يَحْصُلُ الشِّرْكَ فِي
الشِّرْكُ
الشِّرْكُ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ
نعم
فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ
نعم
المدرس قبل هذا أريد أن أبين لكم من أن المحبة قسمان الأولى
الأول
المحبة الخاصة لله تعالى الخاصة لله تعالى.
Stop right there. كيف يحصل الشرك في المحبة؟ يعني how does this occur? شرك in محبة. يعني شرك in محبة is a type of major shirk. How does it actually happen? What happens? يعني the teacher says قبل هذا أريد أن أبين لكم أن المحبة قسمان. يعني there are two types of love. That's important to understand. There's some type of love that could be shared. It won't be shirk. And other type of love, يعني it cannot be shared. It will be shirk. So before answering this, how does shirk and mahabba occur? First, the teacher said, I want to make clear to you that love is of two types. Al-awwalu, al-mahabbatu al-khasatu lillahi ta'ala. This is the one that we're concerned about. The mahabba that is exclusively, especially for Allah the Most High alone. Naam, read.
Wasani al-mahabba al-mustarika مُشْتَرِكَةُ
الْعَامَ نعم. The second type is الْمَحَبَّةُ الْمُشْتَرِكَةُ الْعَامَةُ. يعني the second type is the love that's shared. It's general love that's shared. Okay, there's no shirk in that. You can share that between people and things and whatever. نعم.
وَيَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكَ فِي الْقِسْمَانُ
في القسم الأول يحصل الشرك يعني الشرك occurs نعم
في القسم
الأول
الأولي
يعني these are the two types of shirk. The one that is خاصة for Allah alone, and the second type is the محبة that's shared. It's general love that's shared between the created beings. وَيَحْصُلُ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْقِسْمِ الْأَوَّلِ. And the shirk only occurs in the first type. The first type is what? Al-mahabba al-khasa lillah. Yani when does it occur? Huh? The what? Al-awwal has shadda, na'am. Yani yahsulu al-shirku fil qismi al-awwali. With shadda on the waw, na'am. Uh-huh. Indama?
Yajhalu.
Uh-huh.
Indama yajhalu al-insanu kayfa
yuhakkiku.
Yuhakkiku al-mahabba. Yuhakkiku al-mahabbatu.
Al-mahabbata.
Mahabbata. Al-khasa.
Ta.
Khasata. Al-lati hiya asla. Aslu. Al-imani wal-lati fiha ta'zimi
ta'zimun
wa ikhlas
wal-ijlalu
lillahi ta'ala idha la yajuzu صرفوا شيئا
شيئا صرفوا شيئا مضافا اليه
نعم صرفوا شيئا منها لغير الله غير الله تعالى لان هذا شيء
من شأنه
الوقوع في الشرك الاكبر
نعم.
قال الله تعالى ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم
كحب الله
والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله
نعم الآية 65 بعد 100 من سورة البقرة okay. Yani the second part of this answer, after explaining the two types of mahabba, yani he says, وَيَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْقِسْمِ الْأَوَّلِ Yani shirk only occurs in the first type. The shirk that is خَاسَ لِلَّهِ That's particularly exclusive for Allah alone. And it occurs عِنْدَمَا يَجْهَلُ الْإِنسَانُ كَيْفَ يُحَقِّقُ الْمَحَبَّةَ الْخَاسَةَ الَّتِي هِيَ أَصْلُ الْإِيمَانِ وَالَّتِي فِيهَا تَعَظِيمٌ وَإِجْلَالٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى Yani this occurs when the human being Yani what? يَجْهَلُ is ignorant of how to realize how to actualize the mahabba al-khasa the mahabba that is purely, exclusively for Allah alone الَّتِي هِيَ أَصْلُ الْإِيمَانِ which is the foundation of Iman وَالَّتِي فِيهَا تَعْظِيمُ وَإِجْلَالُ Yani the mahabba that is especially for Allah alone, which is a foundation, a source of Iman, and it contains ta'zeem wa ijlal lillahi. Yani that love, how to achieve it? The person has to know how to achieve it without going beyond the bounds and sharing it with someone else. Yani the love that is a foundation of Iman, the love that contains ta'zeem wa ijlal, glorification. Ta'zeem, yani glorification wa ijlal, yani showing the Yani the majesty of Allah, the honor and yani honor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani this type of love, the person has to yani shirk occurs when a person doesn't know how to actualize this love that is especially for Allah alone. How to do that. Since la yajuz, is la yajuzu sarfu shay'an minha li ghayri Allahi ta'ala. Since it's not permissible to direct or to give anything from this type of love to other than Allah, the Most High. Since it's not permissible to do so, if a person doesn't know how to actualize it and realize it in their life without going beyond the bounds and sharing it with other than Allah, then they will fall into shirk. لَنَّ هَذَا مِنْ شَأْنِهِ Because this type of love, if a person doesn't know how to realize it, how to actualize it, how to practice it, how to make keep it exclusive for Allah alone, هَذَا مِنْ شَأْنِهِ Yani from its affair, is al-wuqua fi shirk al-akbar. If a person goes up beyond the lines, yani, this will cause them to fall into major shirk. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the proof of this, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّوا حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Yani that from amongst the people there are those who have taken others besides Allah as amdad, equals and rivals to him. And they love them like the love of Allah. Meaning, they didn't know how to actualize the love that belongs to Allah alone, that contains ijlal and ta'zeem, that is a part, a foundation of iman. They didn't know how to restrict it to Allah alone, so they fell into loving the amdad, the same way they love Allah. So they made them equal to Allah, and they fell into shirk. They love them the way they love Allah, while those who believe their love of Allah, yani ashaddu hubban lillah, is very, very strong, because it's exclusive for Allah alone. Okay, somebody, who wants to read? Zuhak? Okay. And Abdul Haq, he doesn't want to take it all for himself. He wants to share it with you guys. No, it's okay.
Minta was here. Minta is the first part, everything was minted enough.
You want to read a little bit, or you can pass? Okay, it's okay, it's alright. But you have to, but anyway, you don't have to read in class. It's not necessary, really. But you have to read at home. You have to read on your own. Yani, if a person feels uncomfortable reading in class, it's okay. It's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're reading at home, as long as you're practicing. Yani, in this setting right here, you might feel uncomfortable. It's the same way, like a person, you have to learn a subject. If you take, some people when they take tests, they can't do well. They just get nervous and says they can't do well. That's not a problem. The test is not so important to me. The test, what's important is that you're studying and you understand the material. That's what's important, not the test. Because some people don't do well on tests. Doesn't mean they don't know anything. They just can't take tests well. They get nervous and they can't remember. Okay, so the important thing is not that you do well on the test. The important thing is that you know the material, that you're studying. Sure. That you're going over the material and you know it. Okay, that's really what's important. So, and alhamdulillah, whoever wants to read, read. And if you want to read a little bit, you can read a little bit. If you don't want to read, it's okay, as long as you are reading at home. Naam, Abdul Haq.
لماذا يكون الذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله؟
أشد حبا لله. نعم. يكون أشد. حبا لله.
نعم. المدرس آمن حبا. No. أشد حبا؟
I don't know.
حبا لله.
Anyways, حبا. نعم. حبا. حبا لله.
Okay. المدرس يكون حب المؤمنين لله أشد من حب المشركين لأن حب المؤمنين خالص لله تعالى وحب المشركين موزع بين الله وأنداد
الشركاء على وزن فعلاء like علماء and أمراء and وزراء all those words, you know, شركاء, just put it with them.
والحب الخالص الصحيح أقوى من الحب المشترك الذي فيه نصيب لغير الله تعالى وإشراق لغيره معه في الحب الخاص الذي لا يكون إلا له سبحانه وتعالى.
نعم. صالح says, لماذا يكون الذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. يعني what is the reason, what is the basis for you to say that yani the love of the believers is more greater, yani the love of the believers for Allah is greater than yani the love of the mushrikeen for Allah. Yani the mushrikeen, they love Allah too, but the love of the believers is greater. Yani why? Al Mudarris says yakunu hubb al mu'minina lillahi ashadd min hubb al mushrikeena li anna hubb al mu'minina khalisun lillahi, because their love is purely for Allah alone, ta'ala. They are not sharing it with anyone else. وَحُبَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مُوَزَّعٌ It is divided up, distributed بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَالْأَنْدَادِ يعني some of it is given to Allah, some to the different idols. So it's all divided up. A little bit for Allah and a little bit for each of the idols. يعني لِأَنَّ حُبَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَالِصٌ It is purely لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَحُبَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مُوَزَّعٌ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَالْأَنْدَادِ يعني الشُّرَكَاءِ والحب الخالص الصحيح أقوى يعني naturally the love that is pure correct صحيح is أقوى من الحب المشترك than the love that's shared divided up between a number of يعني entities الذي فيه نصيب لغير الله تعالى وإشراك لغيره معه في الحب الخاصي الذي لا يكون إلا له سبحانه وتعالى So there's no doubt that the love which is خالص صحيح is going to be stronger than the love that is shared between a number of ones that which there's a portion for other than Allah in it يعني some of it is given to Allah and some portion of it is given to other than Allah and there's إشراك لغير الله معه and there's associating something other than Allah with Allah ishrakun yani it contains ishrakun li ghayrihi ma'ahu giving a share of that which belongs to Allah alone to others along with him they are sharing with him fil hab yani al khas the love that is special yani that is exclusive alladhi la yakunu illa lahu subhanahu wa ta'ala that shouldn't be for anyone yani except for him subhanahu wa ta'ala Naam, Ibrahim. Musa? Yeah. No, Ibrahim is the next student. Is the next student. I don't mean Ibrahim has to read. I mean the next student is Ibrahim who's talking. Okay, come on, Musa. Musa wants to read. Huh? No, there's no order. It's according to turn. Whoever wants to read. Huh? He said tafaddal. He said give it to the young people. He said the young people need more help. Let them read. Where?
Ibrahim.
Okay, go ahead, read. Hold on, Musa. Let him read the line. Zakarta.
Where?
Zakarta, Ibrahim. Halfway down the page, Ibrahim says.
Mahabbata.
Tarika. العامة
فيما مثاله
فما مثاله ها يعني إبراهيم says ذكرت he's talking to the teacher ذكرت لنا قبل قليل you mentioned to us a little while ago المحبة المشتركة العامة this love right look how they describe it المحبة المشتركة العامة okay Yani it's love that is shared and it's general. Yani so it's generally shared amongst different ones. Yani you share it with others. It's mushtarika. It's not khalisa for Allah. Yani it's ama. It's not khasa. Exclusively for Allah. You see the difference in the meaning here from these words. Al ama and khasa. Yani mushtarika and khalisa. It's different. So what is, you mentioned before, the love that is mushtarika ama. فَمَا مِثَالُهَا What is its example? The example of يعني the love that is مشتركه that's عامه It's general love and it's shared amongst others. Go ahead, Musa.
المدرس هذا النوع من المحبة طبع في الإنسان مثل محبة الجنة ومحبة الإنسان لوالديه وأولاده أو لزميله في الدراسة أو الصناعة في الصناعة أو السفر أو حب الخيرات
أو حبي في يعني لي للوالديه No, no. But our is atif, right? So it connects to whatever is before.
Even if it's a full stop?
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it shouldn't really be a full stop here. But even if it is, and it's still yani atif. And it's a harf of conjunction, so it connects to what's before. Yani sina'ati wa safari aw hubbi.
قال الله تعالى المال والبنون زينة الحياة زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
الآية السادسة و40 من سورة الكهف.
من سورة الكهف. لكن يجب أن تبنى هذه المحبة على
تبنى المحبة يعني تبنى مبني للمجهول. So محبة is نائب فاعل مرفوع.
المحبة على البر والصلة طاعة لله تعالى وبعدا عن الفساد وأن لا تتجاوز المحبة المحبة
نعم لا تتجوز المحبة is فاعل
نعم المحبة المشتركة العامة حدودها إلى المحبة الخاصة لله تعالى
نعم the teacher says وهذا النوع من المحبة طبع يعني the محبة مشتركة عامة is طبع is natural في الإنسان مثل محبتي الجنة for example محبة الجنة everybody loves جنة that's يعني common that you love جنة is from the things that you love is shared for that and other things ومحبتي الإنسان لوالديه وأولاده أو لزميله في الدراسة والصناعة والسفر أو حب الخيرات يعني this natural love this type of love is natural in the human being and the shared love the common love love of jannah love that a human being has for their parents or their children or their companions or associates in study in work in traveling or the love of khairat just loving yani good yani that's shared yani you love different types of good things it's shared love it's not just for one thing as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran yani al mal wal banun zinatu al hayat ad dunya wal baqiyatu salihatu khairun 'inda rabbika ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا يعني that wealth and children are from the adornments of the life of this world وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ and the righteous deeds that remain that are enduring are better with your Rabb يعني in reward and better in hope يعني hope for the good that will come from them 46 ayah from Surah Al-Kahf لَكِن يعني here we're saying what? Yani this is istidrak, lakin what? Yani that this is shared love and it's okay and people, you know, have love for these things, that's alright. But yajibu an tubna hadhihi al-mahabbatu ala al-birri was-sila. Yani, but it is obligatory that this type of shared love, common love for things that are good generally for your parents and your children and love of khayrat and all of that, it is obligatory that it be built upon Al-Bir wa-Sila should be based upon piety and righteousness and keeping ties of relations in obedience to Allah the Most High يعني ta'atan lillahi ta'ala wa bu'adan an al-fasadi يعني sila يعني keeping ties يعني should be based upon bir يعني righteousness because something is good or sila يعني keeping ties with your relations in obedience يعني should these things should be based upon bir and sila in obedience to Allah, the Most High. And in order to distance oneself from fasad, from corruption. وَأَنْ لَا تَتَجَوَّزَ الْمَحَبَّةُ الْمُشْتَرِكَ الْعَامَ حُدُودَهَا And it is also incumbent. يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا Not only that it be built upon بِرُّ وَسِلَّةِ But it is incumbent that it doesn't go beyond. تَتَجَوَّز Doesn't transgress. يعني this محَبَّة الْمُشْتَرِكَ الْعَامَ Does not transgress its boundaries. And go fall into al-mahabba al-khasa lillahi ta'ala. It shouldn't go beyond its bounds and fall into overflow, transgress in beyond its bounds so that yani a person yani goes into the area of the love that is exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani a person has to be careful and that which they love, that the bounds of that love is limited. It doesn't become yani it doesn't go into the realm of the love that's exclusive for Allah. It doesn't take the priority. It doesn't have preference or precedence over the love that belongs to Allah. Yani rather Allah loves has to be first and foremost, and everything else has to be yani subordinate to it, secondary. Naam, who wants to read? Abu Bakr. Yeah, Abu Bakr. They're calling on you. Naam. No, it's good, it's good.
Abdullah.
Abdullah, we're on the bottom of page 25. Oh, it came out, okay. I was wondering what was happening.
من الناس شرك في النية هذا النوع من الشرك يسمى الشرك في القصد والإرادة وتعلمون أن النية محلها القلب ولا يعلمها إلا الله تعالى فبعض الناس يريد الآخرة ويسعى لها يريد الآخرة
الآخرة
يريد الآخرة ويسعى لها بإخلاص وبعضهم يعمل بغير إخلاص فينقص أجره وبعضهم يريد حياة الدنيا وزينتها فيقع في الشرك بالنية والقصد
فيقع
fall into it في الشرك بالنية والقصد قال تعالى قال الله
نعم
قال تعالى من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا والدين من كان يريد
يا يريد نعم
من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أو
أولئك
أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبطت ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون.
نعم الآيتان. Yeah, the ayatan, now. 15 or 16 from Surah Tahud. Okay, I'm going to go back just a little bit to where you read from. Yani, I lost my place here. Oh yeah, Abdullah. Kayfa yahsul min an-nasi ash-shirku fi-n-niyyah. Okay, here we're talking about shirk fi-n-niyyah. Very important. Hadha an-naw' min ash-shirku yusamma ash-shirku fil-qasdi. Al-qasd, yani intent. Wal-iradati, a will to do something. Ta'lamuna wa ta'lamuna anna an-niyyata mahalluha al-qalbu. Wa la ya'lamuha illa Allah ta'ala. فبعض الناس يريد الآخرة ويسعى لها بإخلاص وبعضهم يعمل بغير إخلاص فينقص أجره وبعضهم يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فيقع في الشرك بالنية والقصد. يعني depending on why a person is doing something, are they doing it just for the dunya, are they doing it for somebody else or some yani reward or fame or whatever? Naam. And then he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man kana yuridu al-hayata al-dunya wa zinataha nuwaffi ilayhim a'malahum fiha wa hum fiha la yubkhasun ulaika alladhina laysa lahum fil akhirati illa an-naru wa habita ma sana'u fiha wa batilun ma kanu ya'malun. Yani whoever intends, yani yaqsud, yanwi, yuridu, whoever intends the life of this world and its adornments, then we will give them fully, yani the reward for their deeds in this world, fiha. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَصُونَ. And concerning this, their reward, they will not be yani decreased or lost in any way. These are those who they لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. They will have nothing in the left, in the next life except the fire. And حَبِثَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا. Everything that they have done in this world will be lost, will be ruined. وَبَاطِلٌ. And it will be invalid, in vain. مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Naam, somebody, who wants to read? Hold on. Huh? I can't hear him, brothers, please.
Is it the reward when the kuffar, when they ask Allah the good deeds that they did in the world, they will not be rewarded? When Allah will tell them that, Allah will say to them that you were rewarded.
Naam, they will get their reward in this world. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. If people do something, they will get the reward for it. If they do it for the sake of Allah, their reward is with Allah. If they do it for some other reason, then they will get their reward that's due for, yani in light of the intent of what they did it for. Yani if they did it for the dunya, they'll get their reward in the dunya. They will get their reward for. Allah is just. But they will get nothing in the next life. Yani it's not that He will give them no reward, but the reward that they get in the dunya is not comparable to the reward in the next life. Now, you mean the reward in this world? Oh yeah, he gets fame. He got it already. That's what he did it for. He got it. Okay, Mente is reading, please.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ عَنْ عُمَرَ عَنْ عُمَرَ عَنْ عُمَرَ بْنُ خَطَابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا الْكُلِّ أَمُرِ
لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ
مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ
هجرته
إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته للدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه.
متفق عليه. Stop there for a minute. We'll come back to you. لقد جاء في الحديث عن عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكم كل امرئ ما نوى. يعني that actions will be judged according to intentions, and every person will have that which they intended. فمن كان هجرته إلى الله ورسوله. So whoever made hijrah for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله, then he will be rewarded, يعني for having made hijrah to Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلدُّنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِيحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. But whoever made hijrah, they migrated for the dunya, for some portion of the dunya, or for a woman that he may marry her, then he will be rewarded with a يعني, with the hijrah whose intention or objective or goal يعني, was for whatever he made hijrah for. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. طيب, finish.
فالحديث يبين لنا أن niyyat anna niyyata li insani fi af'alihi wa aqwalihi ya'lamuha Allah ta'ala wa yujazi alayha wa kama an a'mala li insani al-zahirata azimu ba'duha fi al-khayri wa azimu ba'duha fi sharri fa kadhalika
an-niyyatu aha
naam fa kadhalika an-niyyatu wa a'malu li qalbihi
li qulubi
التي لا يعلمها إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى.
نعم، فالحديث يبين لنا أن نية الإنسان في أفعاله وأقواله يعلمها الله تعالى ويجازي عليها. يعني Allah is the one who knows the intention of the human being in the actions and in the speech. He's the only who knows it, and he is the one who will reward it. وَكَمَا أَنَّ عَمَالَ الْإِنسَانِ الظَّاهِرَةَ عَظِيمٌ بَعْدُهَا فِي الْخَيْرِ وَعَظِيمٌ بَعْدُهَا فِي الشَّرِّ فَكَذَلِكَ النِّيَّاتُ وَأَعْمَالُ الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Yani just as the apparent open deeds of the human being, some of them are great, yani in khair, and some of them are great in evil. Well, likewise, the intentions and the actions of the heart, yani which are not known except to Allah, all are likewise. Yani some of the actions of the heart, some of the intention of the heart, yani is great in khair, and some of it is great in evil, and Allah will reward accordingly. Somebody wants to read. Okay. We still got some more. Okay, let's just read this portion, Ibrahim, and then we'll come back. We're going to read this portion here, then we'll come back. He can read it.
No, he's going to read it next time.
Maybe, if he wants to. Only if he wants to. Now, Hussein. The class did end early.
He didn't know.
We had class, but we just left early from the class.
No,
we had class, but we just cut. We didn't stay till 5 o'clock.
That's why I was asking
Abdul
Haq, why he left?
But okay, misunderstanding, no problem. We're going to read it right now. You'll get it now, inshallah.
Hussein, ذكرت لنا أن الشرك في الطاعة والشرك أن الشرك في الطاعة والشرك في الخوف من أنواع الشرك الأكبر. فكيف يقعان أو ما هي أسباب
نعم ذكرت لنا أن الشرك في الطاعة والشرك في الخوف من أنواع الشرك الأكبر فكيف يقعان أو ما هي أسبابهما. يعني you have mentioned to us that shirk in obedience and shirk in fear are from the types of shirk akbar. These shirk in obedience and shirk in fear are from the types of major shirk. Shirk in dua, shirk in mahabba, يعني from amongst them is shirk. Yani shirk in niyyah here, also shirk in ta'a and shirk in al-khawf, from the types of major shirk. فَكَيْفَ يَقَعَانِ. So how do these two, shirk in ta'a and shirk in khawf, how do they occur? وَمَا هِيَ أَسْبَابُهُمَا. What are the causes for these two types of shirk? Now.
الْمُدَرِّسُ لَقَدْ حَصَلَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الطَّاعَةِ وَالشِّرْكُ فِي الْخَوْفِ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ بسبب الأوامر التي يلقيها إليهم من يحكمهم بخلاف شرع الله، ثم إنهم جعلوها مقدمة على أمر الله تعالى كمن أطاع من يأمره بالسجود لغير الله تعالى أما من كره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان فلا إثم عليه كما لا يجوز طاعة الوالدين في معصية الله تعالى قال الله تعالى وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا الآية 15 من سورة لقمان.
Now, so the teacher, how do these two occur? What are the causes of shirk in ta'a and shirk in khawf? لقد حصل الشرك في الطاعة والشرك في الخوف من كثير من الناس بسبب الأوامر التي يلقيها إليهم من يحكمهم بخلاف شرع الله. يعني indeed the shirk in ta'a and shirk in fear and obedience and fear it has occurred for many of the people بسبب caused by يعني due to الأوامر the commands which those who are ruling over them have imposed upon them. يعني يلقيها إليهم يعني imposed upon them أوامر بخلاف شرع الله which is in contradiction and opposition to the legislation of Allah. يعني the people have been ordered by their rulers with commands that are contrary to the law of Allah. نعم من يحكمهم يعني التي يلقيها إليهم من يحكمهم يعني those who rule over them have imposed upon them أوامر بخلاف شرع الله which are in contradiction to the law of Allah ثم إنهم جعلوها مقدمة على أمر الله تعالى then those people give preference to those commands over the command of Allah the Most High. Yeah, I've been watching the time, but yeah, okay, inshallah, we're gonna be finished in a minute, inshallah. And then they will give preference to them over the command of Allah. كَمَنْ أَطَاعَ مَنْ يَأْمُرُهُ بِالسُّجُودِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى like the one who he has been commanded to make prostration to other than Allah. أَمَّا مَنْ كَرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ as far as the one who disliked it, who hated it, and his heart is content with iman, then there's no sin. Meaning that person was compelled against their will. كَمَا لَا يَجُوزُ and likewise, it is not permissible obedience to parents in disobedience to Allah. Disobedience, yani obedience to parents and disobedience to Allah. Obedience to the ruler and disobedience to Allah. And this is like Allah said, yani وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ yani your parents, if they both strove to make you to worship, to associate something with Allah, مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِمْ that you don't have any knowledge of, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا then do not obey the two of them, but keep good company with them in this world. نعم سالم يعني who's reading? Huh? Who wants to read? نعم موسى Huh? Huh? You can read if you like. Huh? Huh? Go ahead موسى read.
سالم لو وقع إنسان في أحد أنواع الشرك الأكبر ماذا يحصل له
يعني if a person falls into one of the types of major shirk what will happen to him نعم what will be the consequence نعم
إن الشرك الأكبر ينافي التوحيد ويخرج صاحبه عن الإسلام ويوجب دخول النار
دخول
نعم ويوجب دخول النار وخلود فيها
وحرمانه
من الجنة إلا أن يتوب منه في حياته ويستقيم على التوحيد فإن الله يقبل توبته بفضله ورحمته
Naam, if a person falls into major shirk, what will be the consequence? In the shirk al-akbar yunafi al-tawheed. It negates, nullifies tawheed, major shirk. And it also causes sahibahu, the one who commits major shirk, to go out of Islam. Wa yujibu necessitates dukhul an-nar, entry into the fire. Wa khuluda fiha, and remaining in it forever. Wa hirmanahu min al-jannah, and that he is prohibited, deprived of entering paradise, except an yatuba minhu fi hayatihi, that he repents from it during his lifetime. Wa yastaqima, and he remains upright upon at-tawheed. Yani until he dies, fa inna Allah yaqbul tawbatahu bi fadlihi wa rahmati, for indeed Allah will accept his tawbah. Yani by his favor and by his mercy, Allah will accept it. Naam. What's the read? Ya Abdul Kareem.
أكبر أكبري حفظنا الله منه. الآن نريد أن نعرف شيئا عن شركة الأسكري
لنتقيه. Now, we have come to know something great about Shirk Akbar. May Allah protect us from it. Huh? لِنَتَّقِيهِ. Or is it لِنَتَّقِيَهُ? نعم, لِنَتَّقِيَهُ. نعم, sorry. لِنَتَّقِيَهُ. يعني لِي لَمْ تَعَلِيل. لِنَتَّقِي. يعني originally نَتَّقِي became نَتَّقِيَهُ. لِنَتَّقِيَهُ. And we came to know something great about Shirk Akbar. May Allah protect us from it. Now we want to know something about Shirk Akbar in order to protect ourselves from it. Who wants to read? Go ahead, Abu Bakr. Go ahead, Abu Bakr. He didn't read from the beginning. He missed his turn in the beginning. By choice, of course. The Mudarris.
قال العلماء إن الشرك الأصغر ذنوب عظيم
ذنب عظيم
يجب الحذر منه
الحذر منه
لكنه لا يخرج صاحبه من الإسلام. وللشرك أصغر أمثلة عديدة كيسير رجال
الرياء
وكقول بعض الجاهلين لولا الله وأنت وقولهم ما شاء الله وشئت. فهذا فيه من الغلو في المخلوق ما يوهم المساورة بين الله تعالى وخلقه. وإن كان لا يبلغ رتبة العبادة ولقد ابتلي الكثير من المسلمين ماضيا وحاضرا بهذا الشرك الأصغر بسبب جاهلهم والخطأ
جهلهم
لخطر هذا النوع من الشرك والتساهلهم فيه. والله المستعان. ثم علموا أخذكم الله تعالى أن أعظم الطريق طريقا لل
طريقي
طريق ال طريق للتقل للتقلص من الشرك والابتعاد عنه بكل أنواعه أن يكون المسلم على بصيرة من دينه ويحقق التوحيد الله تعالى ويبتعد عن كل أسباب الشرك والله تعالى أعلم.
نعم. The teacher says that indeed, we're reading from the teacher, right?
Yes.
Indeed, the scholars have said that shirk asghar is a tremendous, horrible, horrendous sin. It is obligatory to take precaution from it. Al-hadhara minhu. Lakinnahu, as great as it is, as horrible as it is, lakinnahu la yukhraj sahibahu min al-Islam, but it doesn't take a person completely out of Islam. And wal shirk al-asghar amthilatun adida, it has many examples, like yasir al-riya, a little bit of riya, not going all the way with it. And like the saying of some of the people of ignorance, if it wasn't for Allah and you. Or like their saying, the people of ignorance, ma sha Allah wa shitta, yani it is the will of Allah and your will. Yani making the will of Allah, yani the will of the people equal to the will of Allah, yani if it wasn't for you and Allah, like you equal to Allah, فَهَذَا فِيهِ الْغُلُو. This contains exaggeration, yani exceeding the bounds concerning the created beings. To the extent مَا يُوحِمُ الْمَسَاوَةَ, yani equality, it suggests, it leads somebody to believe, to wrongly believe, that there's equality between Allah the Most High and His creation. وَإِنْ كَانَ لَا يَبْلُغُ رَتْبَةَ الْعِبَادَةَ وَلَقَدْ إِبْتِلَى. Even though this type of yani gulu and this type of action, it doesn't reach the level that it became ibadah, yani that you're offering ibadah to other than Allah, so it didn't become major shirk, so it remained as minor shirk. وَلَقَدْ أُبْتِلَى كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Yani many of the people from amongst the Muslims past and present have been tried, أُبْتُلِيَ, have been tested, yani tried by this shirk asghar, this lesser shirk, due to بسبب جهلهم لخطر هذا النوع من الشرك, due to their ignorance of the danger of this type of shirk and their being lax, yani تساهلهم, taking it easy, thinking the matter light, thinking lightly about this type of shirk. والله مستعان, Allah is the one whose help is sought from. ثم أعلموا, then you must be known, may Allah protect and preserve you, Allah the Most High, must be known that أعظم طريق التخلص, the greatest way, yani to free oneself and to escape from a shirk and to distance oneself from it in all of its types, is that a Muslim be upon basira, having insight in his deen, and that he realize, actualize at tawheed for Allah the Most High, and that he distance himself from every one of the means or the causes that lead to shirk. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu. Okay, let's look at the questions. Wa alaykum as-salam. Where is it at? Ma yablughu? Ma yuhimu. Yuhimu means give somebody the false impression, yani mistakenly, to believe mistakenly, to consider something, yani. Waham means a person thinks it to be other than what it really is. Okay, questions. Let's do the questions. Okay, the first question. No, we did the luga last week. We have time now for questions. We only have time for questions. Okay, the first. التدريب استعمل هذه الكلمات في الجم في جمل مفيدة and add in a sentence. نعم. لا تجعل لله اندادا. Okay, don't make any انداد for Allah. حبطة. Huh? You have another one? وأنتم تعلمون. نعم. While you know. While you know. نعم. طيب. And حبطة. نعم مصطفى. Habitat amaluhum, meaning their deeds became destroyed in vain. Al ghulu. Naam, Abu Bakr. Iyakum al ghulu. Musa, you have another one? Al ghulu fi din haram. Okay, al munakisha. Question number one. Lishirki al akbari anwa'un. Tahaddath an ba'adiha. Some of them, speak about some of them, ma'a dhikri amthilatin laha, while mentioning some examples for them. Shirk Akbar has types. Talk about some of them, at least one of them, and mention examples of it. Naam. Who wants it? Huh? Okay, first of all, Shirk Akbar has types, right? What are the types? Some of them. Ad-du'a, al-niyya, ta'a, khawf, mahabba. Those are the types that were mentioned. Okay, so talk about one of them with examples. Okay, first we're going to go to Abdul Haq. Okay, he's explaining what shirk du'a is. Su'al ghayri la? Asking other than Allah to bring you some benefit or to prevent from you some harm. Yes. Example. Okay. Like asking the people in the graves, yes. Supplicating to the people in the graves to give you some money. Or to let you have children. Or aslam. Naam. Okay. Anybody else? Another type of shirk that you want to give an example for? Or talk about? Naam.
Shirk al-mahabba.
Shirk al-mahabba.
Ayyuhibbu. Shirk al-mahabba. Ayyuhibba. Ghayrillahi ma'allahi.
Naam. Shirk al-mahabba is that a person loves other than Allah along with Allah. يعني في المحبة الخاصة لله يعني in the love that is exclusively for Allah. نعم. Okay, give an example. For example,
والدليل قوله تعالى ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله.
Yani the example of it is the ayah in the Quran that from amongst the people there are those, yani الَّذِينَ what? مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Yani those who take andad, equals or rivals with Allah, they love them like their love of Allah. Yani they love them and they love Allah. Yani but those who believe their love is more strong, yani for Allah. Naam. So, yani an example this ayah contains an example, right? An example of shirk and mahabba, yani how the people love their idols, yani like the love of Allah, in a similar way that they love Allah. Naam. Second question. مَا سَبَبُ وُقُوعِ بَعْدِ النَّاسِ فِي الشِّرْكِ بِالطَّاعَةِ. What is the cause or the reason why some people have fallen into shirk in obedience? Shirk in ta'a. What is the reason, the sabab? Yani, he said it is the Naam, it's like what the cause of it is that, for example, the commands that the rulers have imposed upon the people in opposition or in contradiction to the law of Allah, and then the people gave precedence to obeying their commands over obeying Allah's commands. Naam. Example of this is those who have been commanded to prostrate to other than Allah, or those who are commanded by their parents to do something in disobedience to Allah. Naam. Next question, yani question number 3. قال رجل لصاحبه والله لولا أنت لماتت الطفلة. Yani a man says to his companion, if it wasn't for you, the child would have died. Are you Jews or the Muslim مثل هذا التعبير ولماذا is it permissible for a Muslim to use this kind of expression and why لا يجوز نعم موسى
لأن ذلك من شرك الأصغر
he says not permissible because this is يعني الشرك it's from a type of شرك أصغر because of what شرك صرف شيء من حقوق الله more specifically يعني it is يعني if it wasn't for you يعني as though that person is the real cause of the child being saved in يعني in to the exclusion of Allah like that person is equal or superior to Allah يعني it's تسوية بين الله والخلق يعني meaning that this kind of speech is given the impression you him is given the impression that this person has some kind of equal role with Allah yani in terms of deciding what would happen and what would not have happened this kind of speech yani is considered shirk akbar because the person didn't really worship them but this the idea that is yani the impression that is given question number 4 اذكر ما تعرفه باختصار على المحبة الممنوعة والمحبة الجائزة mention what you know in brief in summary يعني about the prohibited love and the permissible love prohibited love and permissible love نعم in brief
المحبة
نعم
المحبة الممنوعة هي المحبة العامة
المحبة الممنوعة يعني prohibited love
نعم هي المحبة الخاصة وهذه المحبة لله وحده
اوكي ما شاء الله المحبة الممنوعة is المحبة الخاصة يعني الخالصة لله That's not permissible to be shared, yani any portion of it, with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mahabba al-mamnu'a. Yani it's mamnu'a to give it to other than Allah. Wal mahabba al-ja'iza, somebody else? Mahabba, for example, yani al-mahabba al-ja'iza, it is mahabba al-mushtarika, al-ama, the love that's shared. Yani that's general. Yuwazza, muwazza, yani bayna al-khalq. Yani like, for example, the love of a person for their parent or the love of a person for their child and so on a love of khayrat the things of good now the last question bayan ma'na ma yali give the meaning of the following words al andadun wa nawaita wa amalun fasid wa amalun khal okay andadun what is the meaning of andad is jamu nid nam المثال شبيه نظير نعم يعني the meaning of andad is the opposite of it's the plural of nid and the nid it means the شبيه or the نظير or the مثيل يعني something that is equal or similar or resembling something else like equal to it the second word نويت what is the meaning of نويتا What is the meaning of nawaita? Qasadta. Aw aradta. Yani to intend, to desire, to have a will to do something. Yani nawa qasada arada. Yani amal fasid. Alladhi la yasla. Wala yahmil. Fa'ida. Naam. Yani al-amal al-fasida. Is the one that doesn't have any benefit, doesn't bring any benefit. It's not, yani it doesn't rectify, improve or correct anything, yani it doesn't bring any benefit, yani rather it comes with harm. Wal amal al-amal al-fasid, al-amal, naam, khalis, amalun khalisun.
Al-safi
alladhi la yukhalituhu shay'un, yani Al-khalis means what? It is that was that deed which is pure, unmixed, unadulterated. Yani, Al-amal al-khalis, yani lillahi, mean the deed that is done for Allah alone. There's no portion in it for your mother, your father, your best friend, or anything, any desire, or seeking fame, or worldly benefit. It's purely for Allah alone. This is from the most difficult of affairs. It's from the most difficult of affairs, that a person does something purely for Allah alone. It's from the most difficult of affairs. And the people from the Salaf, who was the best people of this nation, they said it is the most difficult thing. Yani to do a deed correctly is not difficult. You just have to read what is the sunnah. Just learn what's sunnah, you can do it. But doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah, that's the thing. The tawfiq is from Allah. The person has to ask Allah to help me, to aid me, to assist me, to support me, to protect me from falling into yani riya. Naam. So imagine a person spending 40 years trying to achieve this sincerity of intention. But the people today don't even try to achieve it. They are content with their condition. Okay, this is the end of this lesson. I think that was the last question. So what I want to say before we close out, I just want to remind us that next week, inshallah, we'll be taking the last lesson, number 6. So please preview the lesson. Read it, yani if you can, at least once. And if there are any words you don't know, try to look them up. Or ask, inquire. So we come to class, yani if there are any words that anybody doesn't know, we can help one another. Please read it carefully. This is the last lesson. It'll probably take 2 sessions to read it, as this previous lesson did. But in any case, whatever, if we can do it in 1 lesson, fine. We're not in a hurry. We want to finish it and read it well, understand it well. And then the following week, inshallah, once we complete it, we'll do the questions. And then we'll be looking, to the next course of action.